I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. When I went to Cuba many years ago, I met artists who were struggling to express themselves honestly while the government kept pushing its party line. Well, Algeria is sometimes described as the Cuba of the Middle East. It, too, has been closed off for years, and the government there also has a party line, one that makes it taboo to discuss Algeria's brutal civil war. The decade-long conflict began in 1991 when the military staged a coup that invalidated the results of free elections won by Islamist parties. Though the war is long over, Algeria has not moved on. But as Asia Bundawi reports, a younger generation of Algerian artists is trying to address the country's collective trauma.
Anytime I had a conversation with a cab driver in Algiers about the elections or unemployment, they'd always drop a reference to the Black Decade. That's the name given to the civil war that ended more than 10 years ago. Algerians remember the massacres and curfews, friends and family disappearing after going out for bread. And people here still live with the fear that any instability will spark another war. That's why shops still close at sunset in Algiers, and the capital becomes a ghost town at night, and why dozens of towns where massacres took place in the 1990s remain abandoned. The Black Decade is not a distant memory for most Algerians.
Even when they try to remember it, they remember it to forget it. Even the idea of change, you know, it's become a fear. You know, no, we don't want a Black Decade again.
Sofiane Zaghour is an artist in Algiers.
For me, I wanted just to dig deeper, you know, try to more know about it.
Sofiane is an artist on a mission to get Algerians to address the Black Decade and to help them move past it. For his latest project, he interviewed fighters on both sides of the war and recorded their stories on paper, in photos, on canvas, any way he could. One former soldier Sofiane interviewed recalled the sight of livestock wandering around abandoned villages. Their owners had fled and left them behind, and the images lingered in the soldier's memory.
He told me that when I saw this animal, I saw like phantoms of these people, that they left their life there in this village and looking for other place, you know, with security.
And so Sofiane used the theme of cows in some of his paintings. He created evocative, haunting images of the lone animals circling abandoned villages. And he came face to face with the very people he and other Algerians had feared the most during the Black Decade.
During this period, you know, you feel afraid from everything, you know, even traveling, you know. This guy, he was the person that you feel afraid from. So he was in front of you telling you the stories. It wasn't like someone he's talking about, they did this or they do that. It's his story. I felt like I'm living again, you know, this period. So it was a bit difficult.
But even as the process has been at times re-traumatizing, Sofiane is intent on confronting the past and using his art to get Algerians to do the same. Marhoun Rougab is a young entrepreneur in Algiers and an art collector interested in Algerian art that depicts the Black Decade.
When you have a scar, the best way to get over it is to talk about it with someone, with the person who actually made that scar, to close it, you know? I think the artists are exposing the scars. Unfortunately, not everybody's seeing it, only like a very small number of people.
That's because the only art galleries in Algeria are government-funded, and the government has treated the Black Decade as taboo. The Ministry of Culture hasn't launched a single exhibition addressing the subject, ever. This, compounded by the lack of private gallery space in Algeria, means that most Algerians will never get to see artwork like Sofiane's. Sofiane says people in Algeria ought to hear these stories. Many of the people he's interviewed, the former militants and soldiers, still call him. They want to talk and be listened to. And they want other Algerians to understand and perhaps move on.
For example, the military, he have very violent, you know, moment, and he keep it for himself. No one share it with him, you know. I wanted to share these stories. The idea is to show it here, to show it to the people that are concerned, you know, with this period. If you know these special personal stories, you will have an idea better, you know, about what's happened.
A German TV correspondent who covered the war in Algeria in the 90s once wrote something that still haunts me. It's like after a war, and yet it's completely different, he said, because you don't see any destroyed buildings. The facades of the buildings are intact. It is the souls of people that have suffered enormous damage. For the world, I'm Asu Bundawi in Algiers.